telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders, for our ministers, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and to contribute financially at Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you listen to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Stephen Frank, who puts out a directive every morning at 3 o'clock. He's been doing it for many, many years, bringing us up to date with what's happening with the news in California, but really all across the nation. Stephen, what are the big stories for this week?
Well, Dr. Stan, it's always good to be on your show. And it's interesting. There was a story that was building about 2 weeks ago, and now it's become a massive national story that hasn't yet been put together by the national media. About 2 weeks ago, we found out that President Obama had flown several hundred illegal aliens that had crossed the Texas border and flown them to Arizona, some of them to go into special camps set up for them, and others literally left at the Tucson bus station and told, now go. And in effect, he has been redistributing the illegal aliens that he has been bringing over to this country.
But this is basically an impeachable offense. He's violating the laws of this land, and he doesn't have the right to do it. And where is the outcry from our elected officials?
Well, interestingly enough, he tried to set up 2,000 illegal aliens in warehouses just outside of Baltimore, in warehouses that are owned by the Social Security Administration. Many years ago, I was a lobbyist in Washington, and one of the agencies that I lobbied was Medicare, and of course, they're housed with the Social Security Administration, which is actually headquartered just outside of Baltimore, Maryland. And so I know the facility well. It's a massive facility, and they have warehouses, and they were going to put 2,000 illegal aliens in those warehouses, but the Democrat governor of Maryland and the Democrat mayor of Baltimore protested. They didn't want 2,000 illegal aliens being put into their state and their community, because there was going to be no security whatsoever. So as soon as these kids were put into the Social Security warehouses on bunks, the governor and the mayor and the police chief and the state police understood that these kids would immediately leave and just roam the neighborhoods and the community and go to wherever they were trying to go to, but they would now be that far north into Baltimore, and that got stopped. This morning, the Washington Times did a story that there was a historic black church in Virginia near about 80 miles from Richmond that closed a couple of years ago. And the president was going to send several hundred illegal aliens to that college to live. And the local community and the Republican congressman from that district stopped them from doing it.
But basically, he should be impeached. He is taking the law into his hands. He's totally ignoring the laws of this country. And I don't hear an awful lot about that to the regular channels.
No, we don't. And this morning, one of my readers to the California Political News and Views wrote to me, and I'm going to have an editorial by her and her husband in tomorrow's newsletter, about 2 years ago, because of Obamacare, a hospital, Palomar Hospital in Escondido, California.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess it's Stephen Frank. And Stephen, puts out a report on a daily basis on 10 items, and he's reporting now on this effort by President Obama to circumvent the Constitution, to act as a dictator, and this is what he's doing, in violation of our laws and the laws of our land, and actually suddenly placing young people, thousands of them, into various locations without any permit, without any justification about this at all. It's all about suddenly this move to create a United States of North America, a North American organization in Mexico. And now, of course, a lot of these kids are coming in from even further south. But Mexico, the United States, and Canada. And, of course, we're going to have a United States of Europe, a United States of America. It's all part of a much bigger program. Certainly, the president is working unilaterally. And because, of course, the people who control Obama control the media, you're not hearing this. To places like Steve Frank, and that's why you should subscribe to his publication, which I do and read with anticipation almost a daily basis. Steve, pick up the story.
So down in Escondido, this hospital that was closed because of Obamacare is now being turned into either a prison, a camp, or a group home, several hundred illegal aliens, and the local community has not been told about this. There's no permits for it, and they since they have to convert it, there's a hearing on the 24th of June by the City Council and the Planning Commission to determine if it even qualifies to be turned into this. There's no EIR. There's no report from the police chief as to the crime increase and how that would be paid for. The local school district will now have these kids in their schools, supposedly, and there's no money to pay for their education, so the local community will have to make up that difference. And there's a whole variety of issues, such as the health of these kids. Have any of these kids received any inoculation, vaccinations, or what is the status of their health? Do they have communicable diseases? No one knows, and the medical records are being kept from the people of and the government of the city of Escondido. So there's a lot of problems, and of course, in my home county of Ventura, in on the coast of California, central coast of California, there's a town called Port Hueneme where there's a naval base. And the way the city council found out that the president was shipping 600 illegal aliens from Latin America that came into Texas by U.S. airplane to California was by reading it in the newspaper.
And who's paying for all of this?
You are. The taxpayers of the United States. Last week, a Senate committee voted a special appropriation of $1.9 billion just to pay for this first phase. The problem is there's 40,000 in the country now that was sent here by President Obama. By the end of this year, there's supposed to be 90,000. And next year, he's planning to bring in 140,000 more.
How can he do this unilaterally without the support of our Congress and in violation of our laws?
Congress doesn't support it. He hasn't asked Congress for it, and no one is willing to try to stop him through a lawsuit. And quite frankly, Dr. Stan, the only way this will be stopped is through a whole series of lawsuits. The lead story in my newsletter this morning was based on some discussions from think tanks in Washington, D.C., who are calling for lawsuits by the public and by corporations against police chiefs that refuse to arrest or detain and turn over to ICE illegal aliens, against businesses that hire illegal aliens, against school districts that take money meant for honest students and American students to give education to these illegal aliens from foreign countries, to the prison system. President Obama announced a month ago, and he was proud of it, that he gave amnesty totally illegally, to 36,000 convicted illegal aliens that had served time in a prison in one state or another here in the United States. And so he's just giving out amnesty as if it was real and legal, and there's nobody to stop him. And, of course, his attorney general, Eric Holder, is a big supporter of criminals being on the street, and he himself was involved in selling guns to the drug cartels in Mexico that were used to kill American border guards. So he sold those guns, and in the real world, that's called a conspiracy. And, of course, he is still the Attorney General of the United States. We have the IRS acting as a political agency. We have the NSA spying on us. We have the police of San Francisco that is monitoring the cell phones of everybody who goes into the city of San Francisco. So, Dr. Stan, you're not that far from San Francisco. If you decide to go to one of its fine restaurants on Saturday night and take your wife, as soon as you get into San Francisco, the city of San Francisco Police Department is monitoring your cell phone. And they're not telling you they're doing this. It's total corruption of the system, total corruption of the government, and it's at a point where the American public can no longer trust or respect its government, whether it's the city government or the county or the state, or and certainly you can't trust the federal government or respect it, because the President of the United States is using the White House as a way to transform America into a third world country.
Well, now, what's happening in Washington, D.C.? What about our Senate? What about our elected congressmen? Are any of them upset about this? Are they? I read something today, I think it was on the Alex Jones, saying that one of the congressmen said there probably was enough support now to actually impeach Barack Obama. And I think he was talking about his illegal activities with the illegal aliens. Where do we stand, and what are the congressmen talking about?
Well, yes, there was a congressman who did say there's enough support in the House of Representatives to impeach. But as we all know, there's not enough support in the U.S. Senate to do that, because it takes two-thirds, and the Democrats will stand behind the president, even though he's creating all these illegal activities and spending money that he's not authorized to spend. And so why would you want to go through an impeachment like we do with Clinton, knowing in advance that he would never be thrown out of office, because the time it takes, and the U.S. Senate, at least till January 2nd, 2015, is in the hands of the Democrats. And even if the Republicans wind up with 55 senators, it still takes 67 senators to create to throw him out of office. And that's just not going to happen. And so that just puts the country in chaos. The president becomes a martyr, just like what happened with Bill Clinton. And the only losers were those that prevented the impeachment. Almost all of them lost their seats in Congress because of that. Those who were part of the of prosecution from the House of Representatives. It was a massacre of people because Bill Clinton was an unethical cheat. But we're going to be in the same position if we do that to Obama. So I'm not quite sure impeachment is the right answer. The only thing we can do is wait till January, when it's be much more difficult, but if the Republicans take it over, we can then create more hearings, more subpoenas, and be able to stop some of the funds by just refusing to fund anything the president wants until he starts acting like a president of the United States rather than the Secretary General of the United Nations.
Well, we are facing very, very difficult times, Stephen. And the thing that bothers me is that most people really don't understand the degree of depravity that is going on, and certainly that Obama my estimation, is simply carrying out the directives of the people who put him in office. He is simply a front for what I believe is a subversive group intent upon destroying the sovereignty of our nation. But go ahead.
Well, you know, he has destroyed our economy. The United States in the first quarter of the year lost 1% of its gross national product. At the same time, the Chinese economy grew by 8.6%. We know for several years there's been a request to build a pipeline from Canada into the United States, the Keystone Pipeline, and the president keeps putting off a decision. And a couple of days ago, the Prime Minister of Canada announced that they are going to start building the pipeline anyway, but instead of going from north to south into the U.S., it'll go east to west in Canada and will eventually go on to ships that will then go to China. China is going to get the oil that was meant for the United States and just makes our costs higher. We get fewer jobs. The revenues don't go up. We are a total loser in all this, all because the president has more concern about environmentalists than the hardworking middle class of this country.
But don't you really think that Obama really is simply a front for another force, another group of very wealthy and powerful people who have a different worldview, dedicated to world government and environmentalism and the destruction of the infrastructure of our society?
Well, you make a good point. He does have a worldview, and the difference is, as president, he's supposed to have an American view.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back with Stephen Frank. If you have a question, give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin B3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Stephen Frank. We're talking about the fact that the president is actively putting illegal immigrants into various depositories around the country, and the fact that overall this is being suppressed because, you see, the media in America is controlled by six major corporations, a lot of it controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. So they largely determine what the American people read, hear, see, and ultimately what they believe. Steve, what's going to happen as a result of this grossly illegal and immoral, and I really be very dangerous policies of our president, whose loyalty is not to America but to this globalist dream?
Well, one thing has already happened because of all this. The attempt to pass so-called comprehensive immigration reform has been stopped in Congress. Nobody wants to take a leading role and vote for something while the president is redistributing tens of thousands of illegal aliens into almost every community in this country. No one wants to have happen to them what happened to Eric Cantor. Remember, all of this started with the release of the 36,000 convicts, the finding out of the planes flying from Texas to Arizona with the illegal aliens. All came about 2 to 4 weeks prior to the election in Virginia, in the 7th Congressional District, and Eric Cantor lost that race. And he lost that race because the issue of amnesty was one of the two major issues his opponent had made, and the people of that district every day were hearing about more and more illegal aliens coming into the country, how the president had literally opened up the borders, told the Border Patrol not to do anything to stop the illegal aliens to come into this country. He's refusing to deport them, and he's finding every possible class of illegal alien to give amnesty to. And that means jobs and revenues. That means a quality of life, poor education, poor health care for the rest of us, while the president is kowtowing to the illegal aliens. And so the first thing that's happened is the killing of any chance of comprehensive immigration reform, because it really wasn't comprehensive immigration reform. That was just the buzzword for amnesty. So 11 million illegal aliens would get amnesty almost overnight, and then we'd find ourselves with 5 to 10 million more illegal aliens in the next year or two. And as we've seen, the president's already bringing them in even before he got his amnesty. And I would, quite frankly, not be surprised if the president gives an executive order issuing amnesty to all illegal aliens before the first of the year when the Republicans take over the U.S. Senate. He is setting up our country for failure and for chaos and economic disaster and for basically a civil war between people who are citizens and those who are criminals that come into this country illegally. I think the next thing that happens because of this is that we are going to start seeing American citizens suing government agencies and government officials for harming their children, the safety of their community, the abuse and misuse of tax dollars. I think we're going to start seeing what the left does on environmental issues, but this time conservatives and Americans are going to start issuing lawsuits against government officials and businesses that assist illegal aliens. There's a federal law that says you're not allowed to assist an illegal alien in getting or holding a job. But the state of California now has a law that says that illegal aliens can have driver's licenses for the purpose that they can go to their job and not have to be on the road going to their jobs without a license. That, in effect, is illegal under federal law, even though Eric Holder has said it's okay to give out driver's license to criminals from foreign countries. North Carolina does it. There's a dozen other states that give out driver's licenses to illegal aliens, all of which is illegal under federal law. But when you have a president and an attorney general that refuse to obey the law, that refuse to enforce the law, that refuse to adhere to their oath of office, this is what you get, a nation in chaos.
But I think the thing that bothers me more is the fact that the congressmen know what's going on, the senators know what's going on, and they're not out there really campaigning and making speeches on a daily basis condemning President Obama's illegal and immoral activity.
Well, what's interesting is the Democrat governor of Maryland, O'Malley, who wants to run for president of the United States, is a longtime advocate of amnesty for illegal aliens. But when the president wants to send 2,000 of them to Baltimore in his state, he's opposed to it.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. If you have a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Miracle Food products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. We've got Rachel calling. Rachel, are you there? Rachel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a question for our guest? I know you're driving your car, but whereabouts are you calling from?
I'm calling from passing the Fultonville exit right now.
Okay, fine. Do you have, what is your question for our guest, Steve Frank?
So my question is, so America by nature is a nation of immigrants. So how do you justify such an opposition to any sort of immigration reform? And I find that honestly quite hypocritical, considering that less than 2% of America are not immigrants.
Now, basically, you're saying since we're a nation of immigrants, how can we object to the immigrants coming?
Sorry, what? I'm having trouble hearing you.
All right, fine. Well, remember, when immigrants have come in the past, they've had to pay their own way. They've had to get a job. Now, you know, immigrants can come in, immediately get onto welfare. They can immediately get free medical care. They immediately can get all these things. And basically, of course, we have a tremendously high unemployment rate in the United States. We have close to 100,000 people who are not working, and there's no jobs for them. And they're not taking the jobs because they get welfare. And now we're bringing in the welfare illegal immigrants. Do you want to go ahead and pay your taxes so somebody can come here illegally and get onto welfare immediately?
I'm less concerned with the legality of it rather than the humanitarian aspect of it, just considering that...
We have laws in our country. Should we abide by the laws that have been passed by Congress?
Let's
have Steve go ahead and answer this woman who thinks that we should totally ignore the laws, and immigration is great, and we should bring in the immigrants. Steve, how would you respond to that?
The immigrants that Rachel is talking about came here illegally. They applied to come here. They signed documents saying they would not be on welfare, that they had sponsors here, and they came by waiting in line. We want those immigrants to come to this nation. The people who are coming here, illegal aliens, are not immigrants. They are criminals. They have come here by violating our laws. They have come here to crowd our schools, to harm our health care, to take jobs. One of the reasons that many cities have an affordable housing crisis going on is because illegal aliens are crowding out poor and middle class Americans from housing, causing the housing stock to go up, the cost of it to go up, and making affordable housing unaffordable for many. And the illegal aliens have done this. I am not opposed to immigrants.
I have a question. What statistics do you have backing that claim?
Which claim?
The claim that they came here to crowd our housing system, to ruin our health care, to crowd our schools, and this you have no evidence substantiating that.
Actually, I do. The city of Oakland has just made a report.
I'm from Oakland. Great.
Yeah, the city of Oakland has just made a report showing their lack of affordable housing is in large part because of the large number of illegal aliens that have settled in their city. And
how
so that's just one
that?
Example
out
of
curiosity.
It.
Well, please don't interrupt. Suddenly, Steve is courteous to let you speak, and you keep interrupting him. Why do you keep interrupting?
I apologize.
Thank you very much, and let's quickly go to Herman, who's calling. Herman, did you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. First of all, I'd like to speak to this young lady, and she says, well, how do we know this is a problem? I can tell her how we know. I lived in Los Angeles, and the whole Pico Union area, which is just to the west of downtown in MacArthur Park, you can drive for mile after mile, and you have one- and two-bedroom apartments or studios that are packed with 8, 10 or more people per unit, way more than they were ever designed for. And the whole area is totally Hispanic-speaking. Many of them are illegal, and it puts tremendous pressure on the city of Los Angeles.
The previous mayor, Mayor Villagrosa, issued a report about that very problem, the Pico Union area, but there are other areas of Los Angeles that have that, and he called for more affordable housing in that area, but specifically for illegal aliens. In fact, he's one of the few mayors in the country that had a housing program for illegal aliens that was literally run out of his mayor's office at the downtown city hall. He had a whole section of his mayor's office to provide housing for illegal aliens. And of course, as the illegal aliens got the housing, that meant Americans couldn't afford the housing because they were getting what's called Section 8 vouchers and Section 8 money, which is to pay for, subsidize the housing, but it was for illegal aliens. He not only didn't look the other way, he, like President Obama, went out of his way to provide housing for illegal aliens at the cost of honest American citizens losing housing in Los Angeles.
Okay, well, anything else you'd like to say, Herman, before we let you go?
Well, I also like to address the jobs issue that the young lady asked about. I suggest she go to any Home Depot. I happen to live in Monterey County. And go there any morning, you will see dozens of men looking for work who most are illegal aliens, and they will work for less than an American would work for. And I know of contractors who've told me they lose bids, they lose jobs because of unlicensed contractors using illegal aliens. I mean, all she has to do is scratch below the surface and ask some people in the community, and she will find out that this is a problem. And maybe someday when she herself has to take lower wages, she'll realize maybe this is part of the problem.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much, Herman.
Sure.
And basically, of course, our guest. Oh, let's see. Is our guest, are you still there?
I'm still here, Dr. Stan, and let me just add to that. Less than a month ago, the president signed an executive order extending the job permits for 520,000 illegal aliens for another 18 months, but they can continue to hold jobs. In other words, he said to honest Americans, 520,000 of them, I'm going to give your job to those people who break our laws. They get the job, you get to be homeless. 520,000 extensions for 18 months. That's why we have such a jobless problem in this country. Illegal aliens are getting the jobs, and solid citizens, honest, hardworking folks have been discouraged because the president continues to bring in more and more low-wage, under-the-table illegal aliens to take jobs.
You're absolutely right, and certainly one of these days we're going to run out of money. We're already borrowing between $1 and $2 trillion every year simply to maintain this wonderful utopian welfare state, but you can't keep living on borrowed money indefinitely. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go? Stephen, would you like to comment on what this gentleman was saying?
Right. He's right. Jobs are being taken by illegal aliens, but with the permission of the President of the United States and the Attorney General of the United States. And in the case of many states like California with Governor Brown, in New York with Governor Cuomo, and even in Maryland with Governor O'Malley, who doesn't want the new invasion of illegal aliens. He just wants to keep the old illegal aliens in there. They allow people who are here illegally to hold jobs, to get benefits, to get reduced payments for transportation, get free cell phones, free food.
Free cell phones. Now, isn't that nice?
Well, that's a federal program. I should admit that's a federal program where they can get free cell phones. All they have to do is say that they are in poverty and that they have less than 143% of the average wage in a state, and they qualify for free cell phones.
Well, before we go on, Steve, I want to tell our listeners how they can get to your material. I think that any of our people are listening, subscribe to your daily report, because the price is right. It comes to me. Excellent material that will keep you abreast of what's going on that is being actively suppressed by this small little group that controls the media. How can we get in touch with you and get your information on a daily basis?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The California Political News and Views is published at approximately 3 a.m. Every morning, and it comes into your inbox on your email free. Every morning, and all you have to do is go to capoliticalreview.com, and on the right side of the banner it says California Political News and Views. Click that and then subscribe, and you'll be able to get this free of charge in a day or so after you put in your email address and submit.
And it's well worthwhile, ladies and gentlemen. There are very, very few people that I do recommend, because most of the organizations, both conservative and liberal, have been infiltrated, whether it be the Heritage or Cato or all of these. They're great big conservative organizations, supposedly representing freedom. Be very, very careful of what you read there. Most of it's true, but the important points are not. But right now, let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane. Hi, John. Do you have a question or comment?
I just have a quick comment. I agree with everything the guest has been talking about. And just a comment, you know, when my kids were little and they were playing soccer, you could see it where if you had a referee that was enforcing the rules fairly on both sides, and everything was fair and what have you, the kids, everything was orderly and the kids got along and the tempers didn't flare too much. But if a referee was starting to favor one team or the other, or if the parents started getting too emotional and putting pressure on the coach and what have you, the whole thing started to break down. And I see this basically, our government is supposed to be maintaining order and the protection of rights. And it seems like where we're really going here with this chaos stuff is they're trying to create a civil war eventually here in this country.
You're absolutely right, John. Thank you very much for calling. Anything else you'd like to say before? Well, to see what you'd like to comment on Sydney, on what John from Spokane is saying.
Well, he makes a very good point. Government is supposed to be the referee and not pick winners and losers. And what the president has done has picked illegal aliens as the winners and forced the rest of us to pay for this, and we become the losers. We pay for it through higher taxes, bad education, low-quality health care. We pay for it through loss of jobs and total disrespect for the government. How can you respect a government or trust a government that wants lawbreakers from another country to be equal to those who are American citizens?
Amen to that. Let's quickly then go to Rob, who's calling us from San Diego. Hi, Rob. Question or comment?
Hi. Yes, I have three comments I'd like to make right quick, and then if he wants to comment, he can. First and foremost, I really agree with Steve's comments about the job situation. That's why I don't refer to them as illegal immigrants or undocumented workers. I refer to them as outlaw economic invaders. And one way it's harder for me to get a job is for many of the jobs I want, I need to speak a foreign language, and I'm flat unwilling to do that in the country which my ancestors set up. And as far as that woman and justifying not letting illegals across the border, I would suggest she look up the numbers and look at the number of illegals and then look at the number of unemployed, and I say, gee, what a coincidence.
You're absolutely right, Rob. Points are well made. I can let you go because we're just about out of time. Have a parting thought.
No, thanks for your time.
God bless, and let's go to Sarah, who's calling from Tri-Cities. Sarah, do you have a question for our guest?
I just have a comment, and that is, a nation that does not protect its borders ceases to be a nation. And, of course, we know that their goal and that they're trying to merge the United States with Canada and Mexico, and then eventually into a one-world government.
Well, Steve, and how would you respond to what Sarah was saying?
Well, I think she's correct. The government of the United States, as is currently constituted with President Obama, his policies seem to be harming Americans and helping those in other countries. He has no problem in apologizing to terrorists. He has no problem in sending terrorists back to the fighting field. He has no problem allowing terrorists to come through our borders because we don't know who is actually coming through anymore, and he won't allow us to know. He truly would prefer to be the Secretary General of the United Nations than President of the United States.
Okay, well said. Sarah, anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Just one more comment about, like, who's going to take care of these people. Our government is broke. It has no money. And so they don't have any money to take care of them. So it will come from all of our pocketbooks, and people are already struggling and are taxed to death. We cannot afford these people, and it's not because we don't care about them. It's just we can't deal with them. It's too much. And no country, we can't take on the world.
You're absolutely right, Sarah. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I'll go ahead, Steve. We've got just a few minutes to wrap up the program. Excellent program tonight, as always.
Well, she brings up a really good point. We have an open borders policy now. We have an open health care policy. We have a health care program through a program called Defer Action for Children, allows all these kids that are coming in and their parents to receive free health care for as long as they need it. It expired. The president expanded it and extended it. And he could sign an order tomorrow morning putting it on for 10 more years rather than the 18 or months that it has left.
But, of course, we're providing food for them, we're providing health care for them, we're providing lodging for them. We can't afford to bring everybody in who wants to come to America here illegally. People who come in legally are not to get the welfare benefits. People who come here illegally do get the welfare benefits. It doesn't make any sense. Go ahead.
No, it doesn't. And in fact, the President of the United States are treating illegal aliens, lawbreakers from other countries, with immediate health care when they come here. Doctors see them immediately, take care of their illnesses and diseases immediately. He treats the illegal aliens better than he treats American veterans. And that's been very clear for the last few months, how he treats American veterans and what he thinks of American veterans. So we're at a point where we have a president who's supposed to be representing the American people, and we are not the ones he represents. He represents the world. He wants to take our wealth from us.
We're going to have to interrupt you. God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us. Our guest has been Steve Frank.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and basically this is the time when I need to remind you, if you care about freedom, you're going to get involved with us in educating the American people. And basically what we want you to do is talk to at least five people every day. You meet them on the street, you meet them in the store, you meet them through your work, suddenly, but talk to them and explain to them that group that controls both of our political parties, controls the major banking system, the wealth of our country, and using financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. They're already in total control here. They fudge our elections. Every electronic voting machine can be rigged. But the average individual doesn't understand that. They don't understand that this small group controls the media, and there's six major corporations that control 90% of the media. We have a book. It's called The New Media Monopoly. You need to get that book, The New Media Monopoly. And it goes into the six corporations that control the media in America and largely determine what you hear, read, see, and think. And then, of course, who are these people? They're wealthy. But they also they're energized by dark and sinister spirits or forces. And that's why you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. So you need the two books. One, the Brotherhood of Darkness. The other, the New Media Monopoly. And they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, you need to get my material on the invisible government. We have all sorts of material on the Vietnam War, the phony Vietnam War. We fought for 10 years, lost 58,000 people. We could have won the war at any time. We were never allowed to. The same thing is going on today. With this war on terrorism, we're funding the Sunnis, we're funding the Shias. You got to have an enemy if you're going to have a war, and millions of people are probably going to die before this is over. And if you're not involved, then you are part of the problem. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We hope that many of you out there will contribute financially so we can maintain our network of radio stations across America. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 hours a day, and we have stations all across America, and certainly we're heard on many, many different outlets, but we need your financial help to do that, and if you want to be part of the solution, we hope many of you will be willing to contribute to Radio Liberty, and you can do it by calling 1-800-544-8927 or PayPal or all sorts of things, but we need involvement if you value freedom. And then, of course, we hope that you go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can actually watch our DVDs, many of them. You can actually listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day and archive 24 hours a day. You can read our newsletters and read all of the other things that we have there. We hope that you'll connect with them, and then, of course, that you'll encourage people to listen to the other alternative medical, alternative news sources, Alex Jones, certainly. Dr. Catherine Albrecht, Sidney Joyce Riley, Chuck Chris Meyer, Butch Paul. We're part and parcel of a little small group. And we need your help. Radio Liberty, I think, has a little different approach because we recognize the spiritual component of what's going on. And quite frankly, we do need your help and financial support to be able to continue doing what we're doing 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. So again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, for our family, for our staff, because we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and you've got to be involved on a daily basis. This is not a part-time job. Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. For this next hour, we're going to have with us Janie Hansen, and we're going to be talking about Article 5 of the Constitution, and basically, of course, how our freedom is being progressively eroded by people whose loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream. Janie, thank you so very much for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Dr. Montes. It's Janine Hansen,
right.
And I am National Constitutional Issues Chairman for Eagle Forum.
Okay, fine. Well, it's so good to have you with us. Go right ahead. Oh, Janine Hansen, I'm sorry.
That's fine. It's Janine.
Okay, well, you go right ahead.
There's a huge push from many sources to use Article 5 of the Constitution to use the second portion of it, which is the other way we amend the Constitution. Of course, we know we amend the Constitution by having to go through Congress, but this one is one that the states make an application to the federal government, and if 34 states do that, then they would call a constitutional convention. There's never been a constitutional convention since the very original one in 1787. So this is a critical issue. But what we have is people like Mark Levine, who wrote a book proposing 10 amendments, and they are like candy for conservatives. Everything they would love to have. And Rush Limbaugh's promoting it, and Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, and many of the most important names in the conservative world. But many of those people that have been taken in by this, who think that we've got to do something in America to save our country, and they think this is the only way, are not aware of the history of all of this. And one of the most critical things right now going on, of course, is that there's a movement on the left for an Article 5 convention as well. And they want several things, including to almost repeal First Amendment right to free speech. That's the move to amend organization. We can talk about that a little more. What it does is prohibit even spending of your own money on a political campaign. It prohibits it. And they have passed this now in Vermont, and they've got over 900 organizations supporting this amendment, which would simply make it so only the powers that be would be able to run for office or to have any money or to exercise free speech. Our founding fathers knew how important free speech was, no matter how messy it might be. The only cure for free speech is more free speech.
And, of course, there's a definite plan on their part to try to suddenly call us and we've got a problem. We need to solve the problem. We can have a constitutional convention. We can solve the problem. Then we would be able to retain our freedom, whereas actually this is being sponsored by the people who hate freedom and suddenly wanted to do more or less do away with it totally. Would that be a fair assessment?
Well, I think a lot of the people that are engaged in this, especially the rank and file, have been taken in. They are not aware that there have been plans for years and years and years since before the 70s to have a constitutional convention. And, of course, Article 5 says for the purpose of proposing amendments. So oftentimes people who are well-meaning have been sold the bill of goods that they can limit this to a single issue. But, of course, we know that the Constitution itself does not limit it. And former Chief Justice Warren Burger, when asked about it, he said that the Constitutional Convention cannot be limited. And so we can anticipate there will be a variety of issues there, like Mark Levine has proposed 10 different amendments. We recently heard from former Chief Justice John Paul Stevens, and he has 6 amendments that he's promoting. Among those is the amendment to essentially got the Second Amendment, which is, of course, the right to keep and bear arms, by adding the words in there which would apply that you can only have a gun if you're officially part of the military, the militia. So we see there are very many people who would like to change our Constitution, especially our Bill of Rights, who have nefarious goals as well as well-meaning goals, and they don't recognize the danger.
And basically, gentlemen, we are under attack today, not from without, but from within. By people who want to change our structure of government into a fascist society ruled by a ruling elite. We'll be back in a moment.
While a storm...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. To order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LERPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest is Janine Henson, and she comes from the California branch of Eagle Forum. And basically, they're trying, of course, to get the American people to understand the danger of this well-organized, apparently well-financed effort to get a constitutional convention going under the guise that, oh, that's how we're going to solve the problems and the things that are going on, whereas actually, of course, it is to centralize ever more power with government and strip us of what freedom we have. It's not going to address the real problems. It's going to address made-up problems to justify taking away the various individual freedoms that we still have and that are still legal, even though they may not be implemented, but they are still the law of the land. And this is a way of circumventing the law of the land. Would that be a fairly a good appraisal, Janine?
I'm very sorry to say I think that that's exactly where we're headed. I'm actually from Nevada. I'm the state president of Nevada Eagle Forum, and I was over speaking at the California meeting they had this last weekend. And one of the things I said to them was, you know, we all recognize that we're in severe problems in the United States. We all want to do something about it. And so many people who have been taken in by this idea of having an Article 5 constitutional convention, and some are calling it a convention of the state, they are taken in by this. And I say, well, now if your house is on fire, like America's House of Liberty, our Constitution is on fire, and if you felt like you had to do something, they often say, well, we've got to do something, and the only thing available was gasoline. Would you pour it on the fire? And I feel like their answer to helping to return America to limited constitutional government is preposterous in that they are pouring gasoline on the fire. And I'll just mention a couple of reasons why. You know, we all live in cities and counties and states. There's hardly a city council in the United States today that we can say, do you control your city council? Do you trust your city council? Are they abiding by the limited idea we have in the Constitution? Or what about your county board of supervisors? Or what about them? Do you feel confident in them? Have you been able to elect good people there that would do the right thing? And what about in your state legislature? Do you control your state legislature? Are they passing the kind of laws that would be constitutional in the tradition of our founding fathers? And what about your congressional delegation? Well, of course, almost all of us would say no to all of those questions because we aren't in charge of our cities, our counties, our states, or the federal government. And so when they tell me naively that they are going to do the work to have, it takes two-thirds of the state, that's 34 states, to call a constitutional convention, when they tell me naively that they're going to control that convention, I ask them, do they control their county commissioner, their city council, or their state legislature, or their Congress? So how do they think, if they can't control those, that they're going to control a constitutional convention, which will be the most important political event since the original passage of our Constitution? And everyone will want to be there, every special interest, and everyone with their own agenda. So really, it's quite a frightening prospect because they say to me, well, you know, any constitutional amendment that comes out of a convention will have to be ratified by the state. Well, that's according to the Constitution right now. In the original constitutional convention, you know, they were supposed to amend the Articles of Confederation, and they required 100% of the states to agree to have unanimity in changing anything. Well, the Constitutional Convention changed that process so that only 9 of the states out of the 13 had to agree with the changes to the Constitution. So what does that mean? we could go into a constitutional convention. The entire process could be changed, even the amendment process, if the wrong people got in control of the constitutional convention. Now, Article 5 says that Congress shall, on the application of the legislature's two-thirds of the several states, call a convention for the purpose of proposing amendments. So Congress makes the determination of the call. It will most likely be setting the rules. Do you want Harry Reid and Boehner setting the rules? Do you feel confident that they're the new founding fathers?
Oh, boy, I think that is such a good point. I said I would not want Tom Reid or Boehner setting any rules for anything because I don't trust either one of them. Go ahead.
Of course we don't. And I come from the state of Nevada where it wasn't everyone, when I go traveling to other places, they say, well, how could you have reelected Harry Reid? I said, well, it was actually the Republicans that reelected Harry Reid. On his website, he had over 400 prominent Republicans, including mayors and the Senate minority leader, the highest authority of the Republican Party in the state of Nevada. They all endorsed Harry Reid because, you see, what we have is a twin party system. And so it doesn't matter if we have the Democrats in or the Republicans in, we still get the same thing. More government, more taxes, less freedom. So we simply can't trust our government. And if you do, well, maybe you need to go to the Alzheimer's ward. I don't know. I'm very concerned because we can see that there isn't any reason to trust the government. And yet they are willing to call a constitutional convention and trust the government. Right now, those promoting a balanced budget amendment, which has been around since the 1980s and 90s, but it's back again. 24 states they have in their total. They would only need 10 more states to pass that. They're anticipating that probably in 2016 when they can probably have it done by then. But you see, what can happen is that because it can't be limited, anything could happen at that particular meeting. Recently, in the last couple of years, Hawaii proposed a proposal for an Article 5 convention. And some of the things that they wanted were to ensure that Obamacare was constitutional, to abolish the Electoral College, and to abolish the supermajority needed for cloture. Of course, Harry Reid already did that part. But we can imagine what would happen to the small states if they abolished the Electoral College in the balance. Our founding fathers didn't give us a democracy. They gave us a republic where they wanted even the minorities' rights to be, minorities to be represented. That's why we have equal representation in the Senate and we have proportional representation in the House of Representatives. And that was the divine miracle of the Constitution when the states could come together on that. And we have the means of turning our country around if we had the willingness to do it. I'll give you an example why we don't have the willingness. Right now, between every state gets between 20% and 49% of all of their revenues from the federal government in grants and federal mandates. And so they say they want to return government to federalism where the states have more power. But there's barely a Republican conservative legislator in any state who has ever voted against any federal mandate and accepting any federal money. Now, if your state is getting, like California does, 27% of its money from the federal government, you can imagine what would happen to the budget of California if even the Republicans voted against all these mandates.
But, Jeanine, one of the things is that the federal government doesn't have the money. The federal government is having to go out and borrow the money so that they can give it to the states so it can control them. The federal government does not have money. We're going behind between $1 and $2 trillion every single year. How long can you keep doing that before the whole thing collapses?
Well, I think it's very close to collapse. I hope I'm wrong, but there's so many signs that it is. And we know also that a balanced budget amendment, as you have aptly put it, a balanced budget amendment cannot work because we are financing our nation with dollars which are printed by the Treasury, but through the Federal Reserve. So until they're willing to do something about the money printing that goes through the Federal Reserve, there's no way to balance the budget. But nobody wants to talk about that. It's preposterous. And, of course, they're enslaving us with what? Money they borrow, and then that money is placed on us and our children and our grandchildren, and we are enslaved by our own money. And this is what has happened in our country. And so when people say that a balanced budget is the answer, I say, well, the states themselves are accepting these federal grants, which enslave them. Every county, every sheriff, every school district, every state legislature, they're all taking grants from the federal government. And so they're controlled by the federal government. The other day I was talking to a local county commissioner, a fine man, I think a moral man, who believes in the Constitution, who's trying to do what's right. And I said, well, the problem with the country is that, of course, the people themselves are immoral. They all have their handout for federal money, or they themselves are not living moral lives. But then every branch of government, from the lowest level to the highest, they're all corrupt. And he said, oh, I happen to live in Elko County in Nevada. And he said, oh, well, Elko County Commission isn't corrupted. I said, oh, is that so? I said, when I was at the last county commission meeting, you were accepting federal grants. And so you are compromised. You cannot act independent of the federal government because you are accepting money. And this is what they've done to us on every level. They've enslaved us with borrowed money that we're paying the interest on, and we're simply slaves to the elitist bankers.
And I certainly agree with everything you're saying, Janine, and I think it's so vitally important that people understand that he who pays the piper calls the tune. The federal government is certainly giving money away to certainly every level of government across this country, and it's money they don't have. They're having to go out and borrow this money. We don't even know where they're getting all of the money. Certainly, basically, they printed over $3 trillion. That hasn't solved the problem, gotten the economy going. But now, of course, right now, if you look and see where the federal government is suddenly borrowing money, but nobody, not quite certain who's actually buying our bonds. The country of Belgium is borrowing is buying large amount of American bonds. But who are they acting as intermediaries for? Everything is done in secret. We'll be back in a moment with Janine Hansen from Nevada.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Janine Hansen, and we're certainly talking about what's going on as far as Nevada is concerned. Of course, Janine is certainly the president of the Nevada Legal Forum. Basically, what sort of response are you getting over there in Nevada? Is Nevada fairly conservative? Is there certainly a Republican Party there, or at least people who believe in the principles of the Republican Party, enough so that you can begin to have an impact there?
Well, we used to be a conservative state until all the Californians moved over here. And now we have a Democrat Assembly, a Democrat Senate, and a very liberal Republican governor. So we're in bad shape here. But I'm actually coordinating this effort nationally for Phyllis Schlafly and National Legal Forum. In fact, every week we had conference calls and helped in the states where it was coming forward. There were over 20 states this year that had battles on this Constitutional Convention, Article 5. There were three states, including Georgia, Florida, and Alaska, that passed something called a convention of the states, which is being promoted by Michael Ferris. Many homeschoolers might know him, and they're promoting that. That was the first time that particular application for a constitutional convention. They have three components in that. One is for term limits, one a balanced budget, and one is to limit the federal government.
Now, basically, is that a bad idea? Certainly, I've known Michael for a long time, and I've always been a little worried about some of his views. Is this a good idea or a bad idea?
This is the same thing I've been talking about. It's a very bad idea. It's an Article 5 convention of the states, and he calls it convention of the states. They're trying to say that the people are going to control this. We know that will never happen. And they promote it so that they say the states will limit who their delegates are, and if their delegates aren't doing what they're supposed to do, they're going to have a delegate limitation legislation. But do you know when a national constitutional convention takes place, and all these things are happening so rapidly, you know that whoever wields the gavel will be really making the rules at that convention, and no state's going to say, "Oh, delegate, you didn't do what we wanted. Come home." In that critical moment when the whole future of America hangs in the balance. So this idea is, and of course he wants to promote a parental rights amendment, which I think takes it out of our natural rights and putting it in into the Constitution would put it under the purview of the courts, which is very scary. We know now that most of our laws that are being corrupted, like on marriage between a man and a woman, are being done by judicial fiat. So I'm very, very concerned about what Michael Ferris is doing. He's got a very, it's called Convention of the States, and he's got a very well-financed organization. I don't know where the money's coming from, but there's plenty of money. It went all over the country working on it. The other one was the Balanced Budget Amendment, which is being particularly promoted by the American Legislative Exchange Council and other groups, and they also achieved three more states. They passed it in Tennessee, Georgia, and Michigan this year, and so they're up to 24 states. And as I mentioned earlier, there's really no way to limit a constitutional convention, but the left has a very specific agenda to, for instance, in limiting our right to keep and bear arms. And the specific language that Justice John Paul Stevens has recommended is to just add five little words to the Second Amendment. And you can imagine in the chaos of a huge convention, when so many things are going on all at once, they could say, well, they could propose it and say, put the gavel down like they've done at so many of the Republican and Democrat conventions. And it says, this is the language, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. But his words are the right of the people to keep and bear arms when serving in the militia shall not be infringed. So essentially your right to keep and bear arms would be entirely gutted. And you know, especially living in California, what has happened all over the nation to our right to keep and bear arms. And we know that the right to keep and bear arms, as our founding fathers have told us, is critical to make as a last resort against tyranny. And it's very, very critical. And we know that there's many forces in the United States that would like to take away our right to keep and bear arms.
And I certainly agree with you. What people must understand is there really are people who want a dictatorship in America. And if you look at American foreign policy, in country after country, we are backing the radical extremists as we're doing in Syria. The group that has killed over 162,000 people has an organized campaign of killing Christians and raping Christian women and burning Christian towns. And where is the outcry in the media in America? Because we are financing this radical Islamic Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda group of terrorists. It's deafening in its silence. We'll be right back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today.
A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Janine Hansen. Now, we're certainly talking about what's going on in Nevada, but the same things are taking place all across the country. Janine, how can people get in touch with you and your organization if they're living in Nevada or if they'd like to get the information you're putting out?
Priscilla Schlafly, National Legal Forum, and there's a tremendous amount of information on Philip Schlafly's National Eagle Forum website, and it's www.eagleforum, like Eagle the Bird, forum.org. And if they just search for Article 5 or CONCON, which is the Constitutional Convention, they can get that information. If they want to get in touch with me personally, I have a website. It's called Nevada Families, with an IES on the end, nevadafamilies.org. And they can, my contact information is on there, and they're welcome to get a hold of me. I do a monthly newsletter. I have for 40 years, and I have a lot of information about many subjects on there. So there, feel free to get in touch with me. And this is a battle arising in California, and I like just to mention this in particular. In fact, as I said earlier, it was in over 20 states in the union had this happening this year, and there were battles all over the nation, and we won most of those. But the problem is that we can't keep just losing a few every year, because we will soon be to the number they need. And my concern is that with the balanced budget amendment, which is already at 24, they could get other states to pass that in order to accomplish their goal, and then we would be thrust into a constitutional convention. Of course, Congress has to call it. It doesn't happen automatically. The states cannot do it on their own. That's one of the erroneous ideas that people like Mark Levine and Michael Ferris have promoted, because Congress is the one, according to the Constitution in Article 5, that has to call it. But let me just mention that in the state of California, and it's supposed to be perhaps voted on, I believe, in July, is this move to amend proposal. And one of the things, they sell it as an idea of taking away corporate protection for political speech. But let me just read you the second part of this amendment. It says, to change the policy so money is not free speech. Now, you and I both know, if you don't have any money, you don't have any free speech. Because the only thing you could do is stand down on the corner and yell at cars as they go by. And I don't think you're going to have much political influence doing that. So the only way you really have free speech is like you. You have a radio program. I have a newsletter. I have a website. I do these other things in order to promote free speech and freedom. So this says federal, state, and local government shall regulate, limit, or prohibit contributions and expenditures, prohibit contributions and expenditures, including a candidate's own contributions and expenditures, to ensure that all candidates, regardless of their economic status, have access to the political process. Now, let me tell you my experience with this kind of thing. I have been fighting the government limiting campaigns and forcing all these reporting requirements for many years, because I happen to belong, and my brother was the founding member of the Independent American Party in Nevada, and they use these laws to stop challenges to the powers that be, either in the Republican or Democrat Party, to stop those candidates, or to stop any third party that's trying to make a difference. We've actually got 70,000 registered voters in Nevada, and we've elected five people. But my experience 2 years ago in running for state senate was this. They would say to me, Republicans who wanted to support me, they'd say, Janine, what's the limit so that my contribution doesn't get reported on the Secretary of State's website? It's $100. So what do they give me? $99. And so you cannot run a campaign because people are intimidated if they're one of our candidates lost his job because he wasn't supporting the right people for office. When we were running a political campaign to axe the tax, it was a referendum. One of the people that gave a lot of money to our axe the tax group lost all of his contracts with the casinos because he was giving us money. They use this as a way to control and to make sure that incumbents or those chosen people in the Republican or Democrat Party get elected, not a challenger who may, like you just had a good challenger running for governor over in California that lost. And these laws are used to stifle freedom and to stifle good people that are running for office. So that's really, you know, you look at this and say, oh, that might be good to prohibit them. But when you limit the free speech of some groups or organizations, you limit them all. You as an individual might not have much influence in an election, but if you could combine your money with 10 or 20 or 30 other people, you might be able to help somebody get elected on a local level. But that's not going to happen when you have this kind of restrictive amendment that moved to amend, which is actually out of Eureka, California, which is if it's passed. And so the founding fathers believed in the maximum amount of freedom. And we know that free speech can be very messy, and some people lie. But what's the answer to that? It's more free speech and telling the truth so that people have a right to discern. We don't want the government, under any circumstance, to decide what we should hear and what we shouldn't hear, or what free speech can happen and what can't, because we know where that happens. That's in Red China, that's in Russia, that's in many of the Islamic countries, and now that's in America. They are limiting our ability to have free speech. And this amendment, which is being promoted, and one of the backers of Wolfpack and others is George Soros, which is promoting this move to amend organization, and every leftist organization in America, they have 9 pages on their website for move to amend of organizations that have promoted this. And now this year, for the very first time, Vermont passed an Article 5 convention calling for this amendment to be passed. And it's coming up in California right away. I don't know the number of the bill there, but it's been proposed in California. It was proposed 2 years ago, and now it's up for consideration again. So what we have is a situation where our not only is our right to keep and bear arms and the Second Amendment in jeopardy with a possible constitutional convention under Article 5, but now the most critical thing is in the First Amendment. They're very well organized all over the nation, and they are pushing this amendment called Move to Amend, which they sell as limiting corporations, but it will limit you and I, the little guy, just as much or more so, because you know that people that have money always have more access to the political process. And so this is a destruction, a complete destruction and abrogation of the second of the First Amendment's right to free speech. Interestingly enough, this amendment does not limit the press. So the establishment-controlled media will still be able to do whatever they want to do in selling people a bill of goods about what's happening in America, not telling them the truth like you are, talking about the international hegemony of the United States military enforcing the New World Order around the world. So this is a very critical threat to our foundational liberties by our founding fathers, and people do not understand it. I talked to several people at the conference I spoke at in California this last weekend. Well, wouldn't that be a good thing to limit what corporations can do? Well, if they can limit when people get together in a corporation or in a political action committee or in a political party or in an organization, say you're with a pro-life group or a pro-family group or a pro-gun group, if they can limit one, they can limit you all. And through this process, they will destroy and completely abrogate our freedom of speech. So this is one of the greatest, in fact, to me, it's the greatest danger of a constitutional convention, aside from the fact that they could completely give us an entirely new constitution, which have already been written. There's many that have already been written that are prepared to come in through the wings. So I just warn people that this is happening right now in California, and it's happening all over the nation. And many of it is under the being promoted by conservative Republicans. Conservative Republicans are the major promoters of an Article 5 constitutional convention. And you know as well as I do that that takes people off their guard, and they're not worried about it then. And so they say, well, we've got to do something. So what do? They pour gasoline on the burning fire of America.
And I think it's so vitally important that people understand that the conservative movement in America, as in many Republican organizations and conservative and right-wing organizations, have been taken over by the other side and are being utilized, just as the left-wing organizations have been taken over. They control both sides here, and as they focus our attention on the crisis taking over in the Crimea, what's going on certainly in Iraq, or what's going on in Syria, what's going on in Turkey. The real battle is being fought here in America for the soul of this nation. And the average individual doesn't understand that people of great wealth control both the right and the left, the Republicans and the Democrats, and make mockery of our electoral process. And that's why we need organizations like Eagle Forum and the front lines of the battle being effective. Would you agree?
I totally agree. And I think it's wonderful that you're saying it right out loud on the radio, and this is the kind of thing, your kind of program, that would be eliminated under this limitation of our free speech. And so we would completely become serfs in our own land. It's a very, very, very dangerous circumstances which we face. And I agree that the right and the left are being controlled. I call them the twin party system. And that's why I'm not a Republican, although I have many Republican friends, and I'm not a Democrat, and I have Democrat friends, and I work with both Republicans and Democrats at the state legislature. But I am affiliated nationally with the Constitution Party and in my own state with the Independent American Party, as well as being a state president of Eagle Forum. And this gives me an opportunity to exercise free speech. I can run for office and have the opportunity of utilizing free radio, free television that's available, the, you know, articles in the newspaper. So we still have that opportunity. But if we were to take away, as this amendment proposes, the right for even me to spend any money on my campaign, I couldn't make a badge or a bumper sticker or a brochure or a card to say that I'm running for office without approval of the government. Is this communist China? It certainly sounds like it. Is this fascist Germany? Is this Leninist Russia? That's where we would be. That's precisely what this does. And I think that people may say that sounds a little extreme. But, you know, we are, as a nation, are corrupt, and we are losing our liberties every single day. We saw what happened in southern Nevada with Bundy when the BLM came in there with guns and flak jackets and sniper rifles and tanks and everything else to try to push him off his land where his family's lived since 1870 off his ranch. They've already eliminated 50% of the ranches in the state of Nevada and all the ranches but his in Clark County, which is where Las Vegas is. The reason people rallied to his support is that they see their next. They know that they tried to put free speech zones there. We have a government which is totally out of control. And things like the Bureau of Land Management or the IRS, these bureaucracies, they are completely outside the Constitution. James Madison said that if a particular government has all the legislative, judicial, and executive parts of government all combined into one, you have essentially tyranny. And that's what you've got in these bureaucracies like the IRS, or the BLM, or OSHA, or any other bureaucracy which we have. And so we have tyranny right now in America, which we're not, most people aren't aware of. But when you go into those courts, they're kangaroo courts, you lose all your constitutional rights, you don't have a right to trial by jury, and those things have already happened in America. think what's going to happen when they completely strip us of our right to keep and bear arms or our right to free speech. We will then be slaves, just as they are all around the world. And Americans are not awake to the sense of their awful situation. But we are on the brink of losing our Constitution. And that is what has preserved liberty, because our founding fathers organized it in such a way is that the three branches of government, executive, legislative, and judicial, were all separated, balanced against one another, and then the federal against the state government. And we know that there's really no federalism. The states are controlled by the federal government to a great degree. So we're already on the brink of losing our Constitution just by incremental change. But when they have a constitutional convention and they change and they propose those amendments and even possibly change the process by which it is adopted, our Constitution will be nothing but what was the greatest experiment in liberty in the history of the world.
And I certainly agree with everything that Janine is saying. And it's people have to understand that there really are people who want a dictatorship in America, and they're working full time. And I would simply challenge the people in the listening audience, how much time are you spending every week, every month, every day to try to preserve liberty? Because let me tell you, these people are very well founded on the other side, and they're working 24 hours a day to undermine the basic fabric of our society, centralize power with Washington, D.C., and limit our ability to either speak out or carry weapons. You've got about 2 minutes to wrap up the program for us, Janine.
I would just say this. You can do something. We can be successful. If you live in California, get a hold of California Eagle Forum. They're working very hard on this. If you want to know more, go to the National Eagle Forum website, or you can go to mine at nevadafamilies.org and get involved, get informed, tell your neighbors that they're being sold a bill of goods with all of these conservatives that are telling us this is the way to save our nation. Don't pour gasoline on the burning fire of America. Stand up and defend our Constitution for our children and our grandchildren. I have 12 grandchildren. I'm doing this tonight because I care that they will be in a land of liberty that I have the opportunity to grow up in. And thank you very much for having me on the air. If you want to get in touch with me, go to nevadafamilies.org.
God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us. And, of course, our guest has been Janine Hansen. And we've been talking certainly about what's going on and about this move towards the centralization of power and basically circumventing our Constitution. And now it's certainly a well-organized effort on the part of a small group of people to actually establish a constitutional convention where, of course, legally, because they know what they're doing is not legal, but, of course, if they can, under false premises, actually begin to change the structure of our government, why they can change it forever. And freedom as we know it will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. Janine, thank you very much. It's been a wonderful program. God bless, and thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
God bless, and good night.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you think we have an important message, we hope that many of you out there will decide to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we put our message out across America. Now, what is our basic message? Well, the first point is that you should be talking to somebody every day, preferably four or five people. It doesn't matter whether you meet them in the grocery store. It doesn't matter. That's just in the course of conversation. Bring up the fact that the fact that we are moving towards the loss of freedom in America, and that there's a small group sitting that controls both the Republicans and the Democrats, and they're both working in the same direction. They pretend to be different, but look and see what they're doing as far as this move towards world government, a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and suddenly undermining and destroying Christianity. Now, basically, this small group controls the banks, the six major banks. They control the majority of the 100 corporations. They have their people planted at every level of our government and with both the conservative and liberal organizations. And their goal is to create this one world government, to use the financial and military might of the United States to bring about a one world government, a one world financial system, and destroy Christianity. And if this is true, why don't people know? Because, of course, they control the media. And that's why you need to get the book entitled The New Media Monopoly. The New Media Monopoly is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. It goes into the six major corporations. Here in the United States, they control 90% of our media and largely determine what you believe and think. And then, of course, if you want to know who these people are, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. And it goes in not only to the secret societies, and there are secret societies, ladies and gentlemen, but these people have a goal. And that is, of course, they have a different worldview, a different outlook. And behind them are powerful supernatural forces. If you doubt that, look at the back of the dollar bill. Why is there a pyramid there, capped by an all-seeing eye, with a caption, Novus Ordo Seclorum? And why, of course, there's an eagle on the right side that used to be a phoenix bird. They gradually changed that. But when it was first put on the back of the dollar bill, it was a phoenix, which is a mystical world, a bird that died. The phoenix died and then came back to life. And basically, this whole thing is, of course, a resurgence of this age-old idea of bringing about this world government under a ruling elite, because behind everything going on today are powerful and sinister spiritual forces. And so our plea to you is to find out what's really going on, and then hopefully to join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization. And you can help financially, certainly by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544. And join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, but you may not be able to afford it financially. I understand many people out there are having very, very real financial problems, despite all of the disinformation and misinformation that's being put out. So if you're not in a position to actively support and finance Radio Liberty, we do ask that you pray for my ministry, that you pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, for our protection, that you pray for America, that you pray for our leaders, that you pray for our ministers, that you go to our website, radioliberty.com, watch our DVDs, listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day, and then, of course, we hope that you'll suddenly read the newsletters we have going back to the mid-1990s when I was writing them on a regular basis. William Krieg writes them now, but they're still excellent. That's radioliberty.com, and then your job is to reach as many people as you can and get them involved. The other side's working 24 hours a day. How much time are you putting in? How valuable is freedom? Dr. Stan, please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection till tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.